Play Cape Talk.
Join the conversation the smart way.
This is Cape Talk.
Time to take a look at our pick of five things to do in Cape Town this weekend. And we're going to start with an event that is not only a fun day out for the whole family, but also supports a really important cause. Did you know that 4 out of every 10 South Africans is affected by an intellectual disability, some of them requiring lifelong care? From counseling services and specialized education to training and employment opportunities, Cape Mental Health plays a vital role in supporting those with intellectual disability and their families. And you can support their important work by visiting Africa's biggest kite festival, the Cape Town International Kite Festival. The 25th edition of this popular event takes place on Saturday and Sunday at Zandvlei Nature Reserve. To tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Wasima Fisher, who is Social Work Manager for Cape Mental Health.
As I said, a very, very spectacular event, and we have kites flying all over the Zandvlei Nature Reserve, and our theme is hashtag Let Hope Fly, to create awareness and to encourage people who have mental health issues. And also we will be having a hope station where people can come and write their messages and attach it to the Let Hope Fly kite. We will be having kites from 7 countries. And there'll be a new kite, including a giant red 10-meter octopus created by Ian Islip.
Okay, now besides the kites themselves, there's lots else going on. There's a festival parade at 1:30 on both days with a marching band, a Chinese dragon and Chinese dancers and drummers taking part. There are kite-making workshops on both days, as well as a selection of funfair rides as well. Wasima, let's talk about tickets.
Well, the entrance fee is 40 rand per person for adults and 15 rand for children under the age of 12. And then, of course, they can get the tickets at the gate, or people can book online with Cricket up till Sunday.
Up until Sunday. So you can either just arrive and buy at the gate or book in advance through Cricket. Just a note, if your kids are going to enjoy the funfair rides, those are 20 rand a ride, or you can buy an unlimited access armband for 180 rand. Wasima, just a note about parking, because I know this is such a widely supported event. It obviously attracts a lot of traffic.
This city is one of our partners, but they do have a zero-tolerance approach to illegal parking. So parking is available at the Musenberg High School on the Windermere Road, and it will be at a cost of 20 rand per car, but that income will go to the school. And there's also a shuttle service then from there to the park.
Okay, so the venue is Zandvlei Nature Reserve, Axminster Road in Musenberg, if you're looking for a map reference. The event is Saturday and Sunday from 10 in the morning until 6 p.m. And for more information, please visit capementalhealth.co.za. All proceeds of this event go towards Cape Mental Health's invaluable work. Wasima, thank you so much for chatting to us. A salute to you and your colleagues. And we hope it is a very, very successful weekend for you. Our pick of the week for music fans is the chance to see renowned South African bass player and composer Carlo Mombelli in action. He's on stage at the Norval Foundation tomorrow presenting Angels and Demons, which is a concert based on his latest CD. Those of you who know the name know he is an acclaimed self-taught musician who records and performs all over the world, including at top festivals like the Stockholm Jazz Festival. This is a special once-off performance, 8 p.m. on Saturday evening at the Norval Foundation Art Gallery, which you'll find at number 1 Okapsa Road in Steenberg Estate. Tickets cost 200 rand per person for the concert, or there is an option of 500 rand per person, which includes dinner at the Norval's Scotness restaurant. To book a ticket, email events@norvalfoundation.org. Now, it takes a village to raise a child, and connecting with your fellow moms and dads, of course, helps to build that village. We'd like to suggest you do just that by visiting the second edition of Ilana Africa's Parent and Baby Brunch this weekend. The event is happening at the River Club in Observatory on Saturday morning from 9 sharp. The event is going to be jam-packed with information for new parents, from sessions on early childhood development, practical advice on topics like how to play with a young baby, what to expect from from your medical aid when you're having a baby, how to balance your work life and parenting, and much more. Guest speakers include TV star Zayn Mias, as well as author Vanessa Raffaele, and many more. Make sure you don't miss this opportunity. The brunch is happening at the River Club on Lisbeck Parkway, 9 a.m. sharp. Registration opens from 8:15, and tickets cost 250 rand per person, including a goodie bag. They can be bought in advance via web tickets. My next suggestion for the weekend is that you adopt downward facing dog position in support of actual four-legged dogs. What am I talking about? William Zinanda Animal Clinic is once again hosting Downward Facing Adopt a Dog Yoga this weekend. It is such a fun event. Whether you love yoga, love dogs, or love both of them, why not head on down to Deval Park tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock? To tell us more about the event, always delighted to speak to Marcel Duplessis from the Zinanda Animal Clinic.
This is our Downward Facing Adopt a Dog, where you can do a yoga class with homeless dogs. And it's our fourth event because it's really just going so well. People are enjoying having a yoga class under the trees, and especially with the little homeless dogs.
Okay, so the dogs are actually running around while you're doing the yoga class, interacting with you, is that correct?
Yes, so we have volunteers who will walk them through the yoga class, so they'll be mingling with you as you do your positions, and they generally do tend to just come and lick you and cuddle you and just really be there with you as you do your yoga class.
Okay, now there's also the opportunity to adopt some dogs during the event, isn't there?
Yes, so all the dogs that will be there, it will be about 8 to 10 dogs. They're all up for adoption. They've been with us at various stages of this year. And yes, so if you are interested in adopting any one of those that are at the event, we'll do a little adoption form, a house check, and then there's adoption fee, and then your little dog can go with you.
Big question is, for those who've not done yoga before, is this the kind of class where you can come along and start, or do you need to be already quite advanced in your yoga skills to participate?
No, you absolutely can be a beginner. We even have kids joining us. So there's the main yoga instructor, but she also has supporting yoga instructors with her, so they will be assisting you if you need any further assistance. And it's quite a gentle class, so you'll definitely be able to keep up.
Okay, now I know there's no physical entry cost, but obviously this is a fundraising event. We would love it if those participating made donations to the Zinanda Animal Clinic. How much are you hoping to raise, Marcel?
Well, yes, as you mentioned, it is a donation based event, so any donation which you would like to make to the event is very welcome. And for our last event, we raised about 6,000 Rand. So we're hoping to maybe increase that a little bit, maybe to 8,000 to 10,000.
Let's hope so. Fingers crossed, or should I say paws crossed, in advance of that number rising. Marcel, I know it starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday. What time should you be there in advance of the class?
So the registration starts at 10 o'clock. The actual class starts from 10:30 till 11:30. So yes, come at 10 to get your seat and to get registered.
Marcel Duplessis of Zinanda Animal Clinic. Hope it's a really successful, well-attended event. Just a reminder, please, to take along your yoga mat, or if you don't have one, take along a towel instead. It is Saturday morning, 10 o'clock at Deval Park. Last but not least, I'd like to direct you to the Artscape Complex for a Jazz Art Dance Theatre's production called Emerge, which is coming to an end this weekend. This is a production that uses dance as a storytelling medium to speak to the heart of the evolution of human relationships. The season comprises works choreographed by Sifiso Koyama, Ananda Fuchs, and other contributions from recent Jazz Art graduates. Now, the production will be shown at the Artscape Theatre Centre at 8 p.m. with a matinee show as well at 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 26th of October. Tickets are available at CompuTicket. The cost is 80 Rand per person for adults, 50 Rand for students and pensioners, and 30 Rand for block bookings, particularly intended to accommodate school learners and outreach groups.
This is Cape Talk.